Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 7, The Lord is Good. Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. 1 Chronicles 16:34, Psalm 106:1, 107:1, 118:1, 118:29, and 136:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 119:68, You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. End of verse. When the serpent tempted Eve in Genesis 3, he caused Eve to question God's character. He suggested that God had lied to her and didn't really want the best for her. Genesis 3, 1-5. The same issue faces all of us today. Is God truly good? Can we trust him completely in every area of life? Eve concluded that the serpent was right, that God did not have her best interests in mind, that God's instructions were not good, so she chose to disobey God. What about you? Have you bought into the serpent's lie? Do you believe that at some level, in some way, God is not good? In speaking of God being good, I am intending the word good in its broadest sense, including every positive attribute that could be used to describe God. Consider the following verses. Psalm 103:8, The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Psalm 145:9, The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. 2 Peter 3:9, Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Psalm 145:17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his works. Psalm 116:5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, our God is merciful. James 5:11b. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. 1 Timothy 4:10. We have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. End of verse. God is good all the time, in every way. For further reflection, have you ever chosen to disobey God because you thought his ways were not good? How did that work out for you? Exodus 34:6-7, merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 107, the goodness of God. Matthew 5:44-45, he sends rain on the just and unjust. Ephesians 1:3-14, every spiritual blessing from God. 1 Timothy 2:1-4, God desires all people to be saved. Revelation 21:22, a new heaven and a new earth, no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Here is a narrator clarification. The end of this chapter has a note that is tied to the title of this chapter, The Lord is Good, with an asterisk. In the title, the word Lord is all capital letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. And now the note clarifies that. Note, in many Bible translations, the title The Lord represents God's personal name, Lord, with all capital letters in the Old Testament. There is some uncertainty about the proper pronunciation of God's name, partly due to a tradition that God's name should not be spoken. As a result of this uncertainty and tradition, many translations translate God's name as the Lord. Some English translations translate God's name more literally as Yahweh or Jehovah.